Hello again. Now, we seem to have reached a bit of a tipping point in this marathon. That is the coronavirus pandemic. As the weather improves and we are hearing of little new COVID activity, surely day by day, we can relax just a little bit. Time for a reality check. It has not gone away. Familiarity breeds contempt. Not a good idea, faced with a viral infection, still circulating in the Isle of Man, which has to date killed over 250,000 people in the world, let alone our neighbouring Ireland, now seeing the highest number of deaths in Europe as of this week. It's a mental tug of war, of course. Siren calls to have a break, see friends, relatives, move slightly closer contact-wise. They all seem fine. Just as in Greek mythology, the siren, often depicted as a very attractive person, would play alluring music, bringing sailors and their vessels closer and closer to disaster, to dangerous reefs and rocks, and then it struck. We're all fine. We'll all be fine when PPE means once more a degree in philosophy, politics and economics, not personal protection equipment. By the way, the BMJ started leaning towards an overall usage of masks for those out and about this past week. British Medical Journal, an esteemed medical edifice. Not likely to become law, obviously. Well, there seems enough evidence to consider this as a tool to prevent infection spread in the community. Not actually to prevent you catching it, so much as potentially passing it on to others. As you now recognise more and more, that early so-called asymptomatic spread is a major issue. In other words, with the virus passed to others, as you go about your daily business, oblivious to the fact that you are contagious, having no symptoms as yet, or possibly very mild ones. Community health practice, though, continues to run, albeit with unusual methods. GPs are trying to make things as normal as possible, however, with virtual surgeries, face-to-face appointments, clad in PPE, of course, as necessary. But obviously, certain things remain limited. What would be a priority? Well, let's have a look at this likely list. For example, all acute illness still, obviously. Do not be afraid to call the surgery or meds or whoever for advice, if concerned. We still have 111, the number to ring for possible COVID-related symptoms. The fever, headache, cough, shivers, etc., etc. Just have a look at the government.im website. If you can check out this, if possible. The coronavirus bit, it's all there still. We know many residents are simply just putting off and putting up with lots of stuff they possibly shouldn't be putting up with or putting off. We need to get to grips still with loads of conditions. Diabetes, particularly insulin-using ones who are not well controlled. Asthmatics who might be at high risk, possibly having had oral steroids a few times in the last year or so, or admitted to hospital. Severe COPD, the same. All those high blood pressures not well controlled on home reading monitoring. All those mental health issues simply out there, possibly alone, scared, angry, confused as to who, why they call, when to call, if they can call for advice or assistance or review of regular medications, for conditions normally associated with regular blood test information. The blood clinic is open, of course. It just expects social distancing and limited availability due to the constraints placed on the service. Ramsey District College Hospital is there too, with even x-ray facilities on site. The minor injury unit is a great facility and feels not quite so intimidating as normals might do at the moment. Vaccinations for all ranges of folk, certain high-risk groups of course, are still necessary, but obviously discuss this with your own GP surgery. Babies still need their routine jabs, of course they do, as are essential, well, hormone injections or depot injections for certain mental health conditions and other cancers, prostate cancers, things like that. Let's not simply make a very difficult period for the Isle of Man's health service worse by ignoring our own health needs. Urgent cancer stuff, we're still referring it, of course we are. Just this week, I've seen stuff I would not expect to see simply because people have been putting off ringing for advice. Don't be. There will always be the call answered, eventually, some are now uttering, quiet you lot in the cheap seats, with a solution found. Of course it will be. It's not quite business as usual, or for some time yet, but let's not make healthcare, well, more problematic than it already is at the moment. Till next week, cheerio.